mighty glad that you're here. Welcome to Texaco Town. We are here just to bring you good cheer. The curtain rises, the show has begun.
And no surprises, we hope we'll bring you lots of fun. So
welcome to Texaco Town. We're glad you're here so you can hear our company sing and clap.
Good evening. The 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast who serve you so courteously and efficiently with Fire Chief, the emergency grade gasoline, Texaco Motor Oil, and Marfac, the scientific chassis lubricant, present an All Stars Summer Review. We take you now to the Texaco Town Courthouse for the trial of Seymour Seymour versus Pinky Thomas.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Eddie Stanley.
Say, you know, Eddie, I just looked inside the courtroom and it's packed tonight.
What do you mean tonight? It's packed every night. Do you realize that my showmanship has turned the courtroom into a theater?
Yeah, theater is right. With you in that courtroom, every night is bunk night.
A wise guy. Think you're pretty smart, eh?
Well, people tell me I have a mind like a whip.
That's nothing to brag about. You know, I always connect a whip with the back of a horse.
All right, Sammy, that's a nice comeback. Yes, sir.
Hello, boys.
Hello, Seymour.
How are you?
My ma sits with me in the courtroom when she gets here.
Sure. Is your pa coming, too?
Say, after the way ma beat pa up last night, he ain't coming, too, for a week.
Oh, I see. Another little family argument, eh, Seymour?
You said it. They were squabbling about this trial, and ma says to pa, if Pinky Tomlin ever done that to me when I was a girl, he could either marry me or go to jail. And pa says, gosh darn it, I sure wish you'd give me a choice like that.
Oh, you know, Seymour, here comes the love bug that bit you.
Hello, Pinky.
Hello, fella.
Oh, so you're not speaking to me.
And nevertheless, I brought a little present for you, Seymour. Something that'll make your mouth more attractive to everybody.
Oh, a lipstick?
No, a muzzle.
Too much. Why don't you practice what you preach? Remember, silence is golden.
Say more, if silence is golden, you'll always be on relief.
Telegram for Eddie Stanley. Thanks, boy.
Hey, Eddie, who's it from?
Why, it's from Joe DiMaggio, the great baseball player.
Oh, yes?
He says, why not hold the trial in the Yankee Stadium as that Oklahoma cowboy has turned it into a baseball game?
What does he mean, baseball game?
Well, the telegram says, Seymour wanted Pinky to make a double. She started to warm up, tried to put over a fast one, but he got a look at her curves and balked.
All right, well, let's go in the courtroom, folks. You can sell your argument in there, eh?
Everybody rise. His Honor, Judge Fields.
Quiet, I'll clear the court. Quiet, we'll proceed with the case of Seymour versus Tomlin. Bailiff Renard, where is that walking blimp?
Here I am, Your Honor, but I wish you'd keep my shape out of this courtroom.
Yeah, if I could keep your shape out of this court, we'd have room to put in a lunch counter. Order, call the first witness.
Your Honor, I'd like to call Jimmy Wallington to the stand.
I'm ready.
Oh, Mr. Wallington.
Hey, madam, you get back among the spectators.
Oh, Mr. Wallington, I've been waiting for this moment for years. I came all the way from your hometown just to give you this big kiss.
Ashamed of yourself, a strange woman kissing a married man.
I'm not a stranger. I'm his old school teacher.
Yeah? Well, you better let him get back to his wife and catch up on his homework.
Order, Seymour, come on, take the stand.
Now, Miss Seymour, have you any proof that Pinky intended to marry you?
Well, he took me shopping for a house. He told the contractor to build a 5-room house and a 10-room kennel in the rear.
Pinky, what's the idea of such a big kennel?
Well, I figured that with a wife like Seymour, I'd spend most of my time in the doghouse.
That's enough of that. That's enough of that. Come on, this bickering? Tomlin, you're a square shooter. Why not give Seymour all the cash you got and call it a deal, hmm?
All right, Judge, it's a deal.
Just a minute, just a minute. If there's any money being paid, I'll take charge of it. I'm Seymour's father.
Attaboy, Pop.
Yes, daughter. Now, Pinky, hand over the money, and remember you're paying for my daughter's broken heart.
All right, here's a $5 bill.
A $5 bill? Why, this is trickery. Trickery, I tell you. You break my daughter's heart and then try to insult me by handing me a $5 bill to pay for her love?
Insult you?
Yeah. You know dang well I ain't got no change.
Honor, order. Court's adjourned for a brief recess while Bailiff Jack Bernard puts Tiger Rag on the stand.
Friends are few and far between. But from coast to coast, you'll find thousands of real friends with service stations conveniently located along the nation's highways. There are more than 45,000 such friends of your engine, independent Texaco dealers. They know the friendliest thing they can do for you and your car is to give you courteous, efficient service and Texaco Fire Chief, the quick-starting, quick-firing emergency-grade gasoline made for fire engines and ambulances. This faster, livelier gasoline is the result of months of patient work in the most modern scientific laboratories. Freed from slow-burning elements which handicap ordinary gasoline, Fire Chief gives your engine added power, the added drive it needs. Fill up with Fire Chief, the extra-value gasoline, at no extra price. A Texaco dealer will greet you courteously as you drive into his station and promptly serve you under the new systematic method, which we call Circle Service. Texaco dealers everywhere match high-quality Texaco products with friendly, efficient service. Next time, try a Texaco dealer. From Bizet's opera Carmen, we hear the immortal Toreador song, sung by the same thrilling voice which is heard in Broadway Melody of 1938. Ladies and gentlemen, Igor Gorin.
Señor, señor, car avec les soldats, il est toréa.
Per cortesia del cielo, lei combatte. Laissez-le que plein ce jour de fête. Laissez-le que plein de haut combat. Les spectateurs perdent la tête. Les spectateurs s'entrepellent à grand fracas. Apostrophe, c'est ta page. On sait qu'est-ce qu'elle a miré. Car c'est la fête du courage. C'est la fête des gens du cœur. Allons, on garde. Allons, allons. Songe un combattant, une noire récorde de ce que l'amour t'attend. Oreille d'or, l'amour, l'amour est sans fond.
Oreille d'or, l'amour est sans fond. Oreille d'or, oreille d'or.
Well, Igor, it rather looks as though the folks would like an encore. Will you?
Oreador, ongade, oreador, oreador. Et songez bien, oui, songe un combattant. Une noire garde, ce que l'amour t'attend. Oreador, l'amour, l'amour est ça.
Please rise. His Honor, Judge Field.
Now, you know, while I'm sitting in my private chambers during recess, I says to my stenographer, I says, this burden is too heavy on me. So she got off my lap and I mean, order. So I decided to declare this case a mistrial. I'm going to throw the case out of court and Stanley along with it.
Stop. I demand to be heard.
We'll hear no more witnesses. The case is closed.
But you must listen to me. I'm Mrs. Tomlin.
Mrs. Tomlin. Wait a minute. Order. If you are Mrs. Tomlin, why didn't you appear earlier in this trial?
Well, Pinky didn't want me to make such a long trip with the eight children.
Eight children?
Pinky, you double-crosser. Why didn't you tell me?
Well, to tell you the truth, say more, just slipped my mind.
How do you like that? A wife and eight kids and he gets absent-minded. Your Honor, this woman has no claim on my Pinky.
He's the sole support of me and the children.
Seymour, Seymour, are you going to take the bread out of the mouths of these eight innocent little ones?
Hmm? Not on your life. Pinky, take your Mrs. Tomlin and eight little Tomlins and go back to Oklahoma. I give up the case.
Tomlin. And before I dismiss the court, Pinky, I think you should publicly give thanks for the courage and loyalty displayed in this court by your wife, Mrs. Tomlin.
Well, I sure owe plenty to Mrs. Tomlin, all right, but she ain't my wife.
What?
She's my mother.
Oh.
The trial may be over, but we're still on the air. And I'd like to introduce our little 13-year-old singing star, Maureen O'Connor. Maureen and the Texaco Town Glee Club bring us their version of the popular hit, Was It Rain?
Listen to the raindrops, the pitter patter of the rhythm of the raindrops.
I so pray that rainy day we parted in the lane. Was it truth that fell, or was it rain? There we stood as lovers would. Did parting bring you pain? Was it tears that fell, or was it rain? I could not tell if your eyes were misty, or if you felt restless. I noticed when you kissed me that both your cheeks were wet. Till we meet again, my sweet, that memory will remain. Was it tears that fell, or was it rain? Was it
rain? It doesn't matter about the rain on the moon. Make me want to dream.
I could not tell if your eyes would deceive, or if you felt regret. I noticed when you kissed me that thought your cheeks were wet. Till we meet again, my sweet, that memory will remain. Was it tears that fell, or was it?
Pinky and Seymour, now that the trial's over, I got a proposition that'll make us all rich. Did you ever hear of Shakespeare?
Oh, yeah. He's got a program on the radio.
Right you are. How would you like to play Shakespeare?
Well, I'd like to, but I'm not an actress.
And from what I've heard, that shouldn't stop you from playing Shakespeare on the radio.
But think of the opportunity. Why, the breach of promise trial has made you both famous. You'll be an overnight sensation.
Well, what do you say, Pinky?
Come on, Pinky, we'll clean up.
Oh, I don't know. What'll all my friends back in Oklahoma think about me?
Oh, don't worry. Cows can't write fan mail.
Now, look, here's a copy of your first script, The Taming of the Shrew. With my theatrical experience, I'll direct it and put you folks over. Pinky, you play the part of Petruchio. Seymour, you're Catherine.
Who's she?
A shrew.
Gesundheit.
No, a shrew. A disagreeable woman who nags and nags and nags.
Boy, Seymour won't have to rehearse for that part.
Well, now, the scene opens with Petruchio, that's you, Pinky, spending the night with his wife, Catherine. That's you, Seymour.
Say, how about me playing Shakespeare?
You, Renard?
Sure, I lend a little class to the act. Look at this new suit I'm wearing.
Yeah, well, boy, that's the honey of a suit. You look like a different man from the front.
Yeah, but from the back, it's the same old Renard.
All right, now here are your parts. Pinky, you play Petruchio. Seymour, you play Catherine. And Renard, you play Vincentio.
All right, where's the music?
Music?
Sure, you know. Vincentio, la 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 la.
Quiet, Renard. Vincentio's a character in the play. Now, come on. The scene opens with a banquet.
Oh, boy, that's for me.
Go ahead, Seymour. Read your part.
What ho, slave? Bring food for these merry gentlemen. A stuffed goose, a stuffed veal, a stuffed lamb.
What about a stuffed ox?
Never mind, Renard. You come in later. Go ahead, Pinky.
Forsooth, what strange apparition greets mine eye. I trow that yon pig moves upon the banquet table.
Tis an omen, Petruchio. A spell has been cast upon it. Evil spirits have entered the pig.
Oh, the pig is filled with evil spirits.
Goody, 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 deviled ham.
Get out of here, Renard. You're ruining the play. Now, look, let's take the next scene. Catherine is nagging you, Petruchio, but you just laugh at her.
Just laugh at her.
That's right. Start the scene, Seymour.
Petruchio, thou art a low-born knave. A poltroon, a varlet, a scoundrel, and a cad. A fool was I to marry such a worthless buffoon.
Pinky, you're terrific. You're some actor to laugh like that.
Oh, who's acting? I was just thinking how my mom put it over on Seymour in the trial.
Come on now, let's try the big love scene where Petruchio makes up with his wife and kisses her. Let's rehearse it, Pinky. You kiss Seymour full upon the mouth.
Have I got to?
Yeah, go on. Kiss her. Kiss her on the mouth.
Oh, all right.
Hey, wait a minute, Pinky. Why so many? I just told you to kiss her mouth.
Well, it takes more than one kiss to cover that much territory.
What's that?
Sounded like thunder. Say. Something funny's going on around here.
Yeah, maybe you think it's funny, but I don't. Look behind you. It's the ghost of Shakespeare.
Come on. Cease this desecration of the immortal works of the Bard of Avon.
Gee, Mr. Shakespeare, did you really come back?
I had to come back. So many actors have butchered my plays, I got tired of turning over. And when they did my plays on the New York stage, I turned over once a year. When they did my plays on the screen, I turned over twice a year. But now that they've gone on the radio, they call me Whirling Bill.
But Mr. Shakespeare, we're not hurting your plays. Why, I did your works for years in vaudeville. Besides, Shakespeare's dead.
Aye, and so is vaudeville.
Well, what are you doing out here in Hollywood anyway, Mr. Shakespeare?
I came back to join the Screen Actors Guild. Of course, for Hollywood, I have changed the spelling of my name.
Well, how do you spell Shakespeare now?
S-H-A-P-I-R-O Shapiro.
William Shakespeare.
I have an abundance of screen credits. Ah, yes. I sold Romeo and Juliet to MGM, Midsummer Night's Dream to the Warner Brothers, and now I'm under contract to Hal Roach to knock out a little hunk for Spanky McFarlane.
Mr. Shakespeare, which of your plays do you think is your greatest work?
Midsummer Night's Dream. Why, that picture grossed $50,000 at the Paramount against a double feature and Martha Ray. Oh, boy.
Gosh, Mr. Shakespeare, it looks like your plays have been everywhere.
No, not yet. Tonight you shall all witness my final triumph. Here are some passes for the Main Street Burlesque Theater, where you will witness streamlined Shakespeare.
What? Shakespeare in a burlesque theater?
Yes. Come and see the Merry Wives of Windsor all doing a striptease.
Folks, Shakespeare, the old Shakespeare, he might be all right, but this Oklahoma yearling ain't taking any chances. Listen.
along, little doggy. Get 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 along.
He always sings jazzy music to his cattle as he swings back and forth in his saddle on a horse, pretty good horse, at a syncopated gait. And the cattle do the jelly to the roar of his revolver, how they run when he shoots his gun. Cause the western folks all know, well, he's a highfalutin' rabbit-shooting son of a gun from Oklahoma. He's some cowboy, talk about your cowboy, ragtime cowboy Joe. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy. The skies are not cloudy all day. Oh, carry me back.
Carry me back.
To the lone prairie.
The lone prairie.
Where the coyotes howl.
Oh, hear them howl.
And the wind blows free.
Wind.
And when I die.
You're never gonna die.
You can bury me.
Bury you where?
Beneath the western sky.
Right away out there.
On the lone prairie. On the long prairie.
Get along, get along.
Folks, I kind of got a kick last Tuesday when I went out there to visit Eddie Cantor at his studio where he's making a picture. Eddie and I had lunch, separate checks, and then about 38 students come in there to say hello to Mr. Cantor. These students were from Miami University, way back in Ohio. They came by bus, and they used Fire Chief gasoline on the entire trip. Of course, being college students, they'd be that smart. But you don't have to be a college graduate to know that Fire Chief gasoline is doggone good. At 45,000 Texaco stations from coast to coast, there are professors who will give you the highest degree of motoring enjoyment when they fill your tanks with Fire Chief gasoline. Golly, ain't that Pinky Tomlin getting smart.
Tune in again next Sunday at this same hour for another All-Star Summer Review with Pinky Tomlin, Igor Gorin, Maureen O'Connor, Sidney Fields, Eddie Stanley, Jack Renard, and Helen Troy, better known to you as Seymour Seymour. And James Wallington, who is saying good night, everybody. Good night, Eddie Cantor.
Desist! Desist!
It's Shakespeare again. What do you mean, desist?
Desist! The Columbia Broadcasting System.
p.m. BULOVA Bulova Watch Time. WABC, New York.